Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard, the last few songs you just heard were Pick Up the Pieces by Average White Band and Tallahassee Junction by Chris Steele and Brad Meldow. So that first one was actually when I played, I couldn't even tell you how many years ago, in my high school jazz band. Me and my good friend Scott, who I've mentioned many times on the show before, that was one of our favorites, and he brought that up to me recently, and I remembered that it was one of my favorite jazz songs that we played. And what my instructor used to say about that band is that they're called the Average White Band, but they're neither average nor white, which he got a kick out of, but you know, a little cheesy joke for you there. And the next one was Tallahassee Junction, as I mentioned. Chris Steele and Brad Meldow collaborated on that album a few years ago. Let me double check. 2017, so almost 3 years ago now. And it's a masterpiece. They're both virtuosos on their respective instruments, piano and mandolin. I played a little of each in the past few years of being on the show, and I fell in love with that album in the past few months. It's good to be back. It's been maybe 8 months, 7 months since I've been on the air last, and I've missed it a ton, but it's, you know, good to be back. I was abroad in Copenhagen, Denmark, for the fall semester, but back at Tufts now, and excited to be back on air and to be sharing some more music with you. There's been a few additions to my musical repertoire, I suppose, that I'm hopefully going to be sharing, you know, piece by piece this semester as we go on. But first is an old classic as a tribute to the late Neil Peart, who is by far my favorite drummer. Despite not being a drummer myself, I respect him immensely. I love Rush, and he's been an inspiration to me musically, despite playing a different instrument as him. So so we're going to start off with Tom Sawyer by Rush.
You mean pride. Though his mind is not for him, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve a quiet defense, writing out. We'll
Hello and welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard again Tom Sawyer by Rush off of Moving Pictures. Just a little tribute to Neil Peart after his passing a few months back. Probably one of the most iconic Rush songs, if not the most iconic Rush songs there. Followed by Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala off of Lonerism. That's one of the new artists to my taste, I suppose. I first heard about them because the Punch Brothers, who, if you have listened to my show before, I played many of their songs. Chris Thiele is the mandolin player for them. They covered Let It Happen a number of years ago. They released it as a single, and I fell in love with that version and then started listening to the original, and that kind of led me to listen to Currents. And then eventually I started listening to Lonerism, which I actually loved that album as well. Maybe a little bit better than Currents, but I'm not really sure. But I've listened to a lot of Tame Impala, and the sound, I think it sounds like, kind of a lot like the Beatles, which in a cool way, but different way. Obviously, his voice resembles that of John Lennon's a little bit, but I assume I'll play a lot more Tame Impala in the future. And lastly was Meditation by Corey Wong off of Elevator Music for An Elevated Mood, which is his latest release. I assume many people are familiar with Wolfpack, the popular funk band from the Michigan School of Music. But Corey Wong is a frequent guest. He's basically a member. He plays at basically all of their shows. But he has a pretty prominent solo career as well that I have been getting into a lot. And that's his latest release, I think, as of a couple weeks ago. I think that's by far my favorite song off that album, and I think the most beautiful and well-composed of them all as well. But I highly recommend checking out that album from Corey Wong. So this part of the show is going to get a little bit weirder, I suppose. As you know, I love the Grateful Dead and love jam bands, so the newest addition to my repertoire and most significant is Phish. I've listened to a lot of their live shows. My favorite being a live one, which is a collection of a few shows, but that's maybe their most famous live album. And this is, again, maybe one of their most iconic songs, You Enjoy Myself. This version is over 20 minutes long, and there's minimal lyrics, but it's a funny song, but also, I think, a masterpiece as well. So, as usual, I'm going to play a shorter Grateful Dead song after the break, and then we'll get into a little bit of Phish. So I hope you enjoy, and we have Playing in the Band coming your way right after a quick PSA.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Trust in mind. I don't trust nothing but another. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I hope that you stuck with me through that that whole behemoth of a fish song. Probably the weirdest ending to any song I know, but the song as a whole is, I still believe, is a masterpiece. I think Trey Anastasio talks about it in his documentary, which I watched a few weeks back. He kind of thought he'd be a composer when he first started playing music, I think with Fish as well, back at UVM, where they all met. So this was one of the first songs he wrote for them, which was very heavily composed. The beginning is the very complex arpeggios for maybe 5 minutes. But it's kind of interesting. You can tell where... So in the original recorded version, it was only 9 minutes long. And at around that time, after the watchy fitsy, drive me to frenzy part, you can kind of tell where it goes from being very heavily composed to losing form a little bit and turning into a real authentic Fish jam and culminating into the pretty strange a cappella breakdown for the last 5 or so minutes, which is very weird, but I think pretty funny and makes it very unique, if nothing else. You just heard Playing in the Band by Grateful Dead off of Skull and Roses, which was potentially their first live album release, if not the first, one of the first. So that goes way back. So a pretty short version of Playing in the Band, but a good one nonetheless. And followed by Montana is the little intro that you heard at the beginning from a live one into You Enjoy Myself. And the funny name, I just actually watched this clip, I think yesterday, where Trey was talking about the origins of the song, and him and Fishman, who's the drummer, were just hanging out on the street, I guess, of Florence, and they met this random Italian guy and were talking to him for a while and joking about whatever. And they're walking by the Uffizi Museum, and he goes like, "You enjoy myself," and they thought that was hilarious, and that's how they got the name for that one. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're just about at the end of the hour. If you did, be sure to tune in next week. We're going weekly for the whole semester from now till about the middle / beginning of May. So I hope you stick with me through that. There'll be a lot more Grateful Dead and Fish, as well as, a whole range of different artists as well. Some of what you heard today, and some you haven't, and some you've heard in the past couple years that I've been doing the show. So, I hope you tune back in, and thanks again for listening. I'm going to send you out. My outro will be an intro, actually. It's the song called Intro by Al J off of his, their album, An Awesome Wave, which I've listened to a lot recently. We'll send you off with that tune by Alche.